Blackstone Audio presents Bird Songs in Literature, Bird Songs and the Poems They Have Inspired, edited by Joseph Wood Crutch and Peter Kellogg.
John Keats said, "The poetry of Earth is never dead," and that, of course, is true. But of all the sounds made by creatures other than man, only those of the singing bird have ever seemed to him completely in accord with his own aesthetic sense, or, what is more important, expressive in any fashion that he could interpret in terms of his own emotions. For these reasons, man has often compared poets to birds and birds to poets. Christopher Marlowe's Passionate Shepherd thought that melodious birds sing madrigals. John Milton describes William Shakespeare himself as singing his native wood notes wild. Poets, in other words, sing like birds and birds like poets. Let us recall some of the birds praised by poets, and then listen to the songs of these birds. What better place to begin than with the opening lines of Samuel Taylor Coleridge's Christabel? "'Tis the middle of the night by the castle clock, and the owls have awakened the crowing cock. To wit, to woo. And hark again, the crowing cock, how drowsily it crew." It is actually the hearer, and not the crowing cock, who is usually sleepy, for the bird of dawning, as Shakespeare calls him, is especially famous...